It's time for postseason high school baseball on your local sports authority, Care Country 93.7. Listen as we bring you every base hit, home run, steal, and defensive stop. We now go live to the field for play-by-play action. Here's MSC Sports Director Johnny Kane.
Well, we've dealt with the weather, we've dealt with changes, but we are set to crown a regional champion today to decide who will... Back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane, and well, 2-1-8 regional championship on the line between Morehill Math Academy and Valley Falls. Should be a fantastic matchup here tonight when you look at just how things shape up for this game. These two teams split a doubleheader, both teams only with two losses on the year. Morehill Math Academy is 20-2. Valley Falls, they are 18-2. And again, these two teams split a doubleheader. That was back on April the 8th. Morehill Math Academy won the opening game of that. Doubleheader by a final of 7-3. Valley Falls came back and won the nightcap by a final of 2-1. So it should be an interesting ball game here when you look at how things shape up for this game. Looking at the lineup, Morehill Math Academy will be the home team. So Valley Falls will start at the bat. Looking at their lineup, it starts like this. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Gage Burdick. Hitting the two spot will be the catcher, Cade Norris. Batting third, the pitcher, Avery Gatzemeyer. Hitting fourth is the right fielder, Trenton Kraxner. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Dent Elias. Hitting sixth is the left fielder, Brennan Miller. And batting seventh, the designated hitter, Carson Clark. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Cooper Jepson. Batting ninth is the third baseman, Dylan Cervantes. He'll be facing Drew Connell of Morehill Math Academy. Connell threw against Valley Falls back on April the 8th. He was a part of that 7-3 victory for the Ravens through five innings. Struck out nine, walked four, did not give up a hit, did not give up a run in those five innings of work. He will get the start for Morehill Math Academy today against Valley Falls. Valley Falls, two wins yesterday. First, they beat Riverside. And start off with a win actually against Troy 8-0. Then a river went over Riverside 4-2. Had to work for that one in the nightcap. Ultimately, a strong victory for the Valley Falls Dragons. Now looking to make it back to state tonight for the first time in 5 years. Morehill Math Academy looking to make it back to state for the first time since 2015. Connell Latall, lefty, will be on the mound for Morehill Math Academy. And he'll face Gage Burdick, who will lead off for the Dragons. Burdick did not record a hit. He did walk against Connell back on April the 8th. Again, we're here at Valley Falls. They weren't sure if they were going to get their games in yesterday due to having quite a bit of rain here in Valley Falls, and the field was pretty wet, but they ended up pushing games back. We're able to get several people out here to work on the field. They were able to play those games yesterday. So now it is the regional championship game, and we are set to go. So Gage Burdick will lead things off. He'll dig in from the left side. Gage Burdick on the year. 370 average. 17 hits and 46 at bats. The first pitch from Connell is shot off to the left side and out of play. Connell threw a little bit yesterday in that win over Onega in the regional the regional semifinal game against Onega. Now a swing and a foul off again by Burdick, and it's quickly 0-2. Burdick, 35 runs scored, 16 RBIs this season. And now the 0-2 from Connell. Not falling in the dirt, blocked by Pound. Looking at the defense for Morehill Math Academy. Brady Pound is the battery mate for Drew Connell. Paris Spiegel at third. Corbin Kovalek is at short. Mark Harris at second base. Kenny Howard at first. The outfield, Pound, Knoll, and Trevino. And that was a swing and a miss by Gage Burdick. Down he goes for the first out of the ball game. So one away, and now here's Kate Norris of Valley Falls. Norris, 319 average this season, 23 hits and 72 at-bats. 23 RBIs. He has scored 27 runs. First pitch from the lefty, Drew Connell, is a breaking ball swung on and missed by Norris. not a huge field here in Valley Falls. It's 305 to straightaway center field. 275 down the line. The 0-1 is a fastball that misses outside. It's 1-1 on Cade North. Did some work on this field here in Valley Falls about a year and a half ago. Redid the backstop. Added some dugouts, fixed some fences, and also put in a new concession stand. It looks nice. Here's the 1-1. Another foul off by Norris. It'll go off the face mask of Brady Pound of Morehouse Academy, and it's 1-2 on Norris. So 1-2 to count on Cade North. One out here in the top of the first inning. Call the lefty, awaits the sign. He's got it. Now into the windup, and here's his 1-2. Line shot to the left side. It'll be up against the fence, and it will stay at 1-2. Horse right-handed hitter. Again, the 1-2 from Cottle. Bouncing ball hit back to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Deagle. Will field it, throw to first, and it is in time for out number two. Quickly, two outs, and now here's Avery Gassmeyer. The pitcher for Valley Falls today. He's put together one of the best seasons in the state this season. 632 batting average for Avery Gassmeyer, just a junior. 43 hits and 68 at-bats. 38 RBIs, far and away the team lead, and he has scored 27 runs. First pitch from Cottle, hit to the right side, and that'll be through for a base hit. So Gassmeyer is on with a two-out single. And the Dragons will continue here at the top of the first inning, and here's the cleanup hitter, Trenton Craxner. Craxner, 387 average on the year. He's got 24 hits and 62 at-bats, 20 RBIs. He scored 20 runs. Gassmeyer not running, and a first-pitch fastball is down the middle for strike one. Ravens playing pretty much straight up in the outfield. Now breaking ball dismisses low and away, and it's 1-1 on Craxner. Craxner scored a run and walked against Cottle back on April the 8th. Now took off, moved by the lefty, and back easily is Gassmeyer. Utterly did not give up a hit against the Dragons in that outing. Five innings. Now a late swing and a foul off by Craxner. He's down 1-2. Cottle waits the sign, gives a look over at Gassmeyer. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, swung on and missed by Craxner. Gets away from Pound. He'll pick it up, throw it to first. They can pick the strikeout, and that will end the inning. So Cottle strikes out two. We'll head to the bottom of inning number one. No score with Morehouse Academy coming to back. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back to bottom of the first inning. Morehouse Academy will have their first at-bat against Avery Gassmeyer. Corbin Korbelick will lead things off as a shortstop. Two spots, the center fielder Avery Knoll. Batting third will be the pitcher, Drew Cottle. If anybody can get on, it'll be the cleanup hitter, Parrish Beagle, third baseman for Moyer Mass Academy. He'll be facing Avery Gastmeyer, who threw against the Ravens in the 2-1 win for the Dragons. Through 6 2/3 innings, he only gave up 5 hits, 1 run, struck out 8, and walked 3. First pitch from Gastmeyer is a fastball low in the dirt for ball 1. Overlake had one of the 5 hits against Gastmeyer the first time in on April the 8th. He also scored a run, walked once, struck out once. Now fastball down the middle for a strike at the knee. That's 1-1 on Overlake. Overlake had a solid day yesterday in his leadoff spot. Scored 5 runs on the day. Now he looks at a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Spikes in the dirt. Get off the chest protector of Caden Norris, and it'll bounce away, and it's still 2-2. Overlake, a right-handed hitter. It's the 2-2 from Gastmeyer. Fastball right on the outside corner on the black call, strike 3. Down goes Korbelik, the first strikeout of the day for Avery Gastmeyer. Gastmeyer on the year. This is his 7th start, 5-0 with a 1.57 earned run average. He's given up 6 runs in 26 and 2/3 innings. Struck out now 50 on the year. Now here's Aaron Knoll, the center fielder for Moyer Mass Academy. He leaves the breaking ball a little bit high for the ball 1. Now a swing and hit a ball into right center field. Playable though for the center fielder, Burdick, and he'll retreat into right center field and make the grab for the second out of the inning. Now 2-0, and here's the pitcher, Drew Cottle. Cottle, a left-handed hitter. He had a walk-off 3-run home run in the semifinal game yesterday over Onega to make it a 10-run 5th inning for the Ravens. Give them a 14-3 victory. There's the 1-0 from Gastmeyer. Bouncing ball to the right side, playable for Allen, the second baseman. He'll throw it on the big hop, throw to first, and that'll be the inning. So 3 up, 3 down. We've played 1. No score. We'll have inning number 2 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Welcome back here to Valley Falls. Start of inning number 2. No score. Both sides go down in pretty easy fashion in the first inning. Valley Falls had 1 base runner. That's all to this point so far in this contest. Then Elias will lead things off for Valley Falls against Drew Cottle. Cottle struck out a pair in the top of the first inning. Left the end of the windup. His first offering is a fastball spike in the dirt for ball 1. Elias, 353 average on the year. Swings and gets a foul, piece of a fastball. Fouls it into the mid of Brady Pound, and it's 1-1. 18 hits on the year for Elias. 13 RBIs, 15 runs scored. And now a curve ball is going to hit the foot of Elias, so he'll be on to lead off the second inning. Hit by pitch by Drew Cottle. Now here's Brennan Miller, the left fielder for Valley Falls. Miller on the year, .388 average, 15 RBIs, 14 runs scored, and he's got 19 hits, squares to bunt, bunts a foul up the first baseline. Ravens are going to bring Beagle, the third baseman, up, not even with the bag. Howard at first base is holding on the runner. Cottle will throw over. Diving back safely is Elias. No score, top of the second inning. Square in a bunt. And again, bunting a foul is Miller. Kind of punching at the baseball. That's the reason why he's pushing it up that first base line. He's not really letting the ball travel and kind of receive the baseball as you would if you were bunting. So now he's going to have to protect with two strikes. Elias the runner at first, not a huge stolen base threat in the 0-2. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. Now throw on the first, but back safely is Elias. But it's a strikeout. The first looking for Drew Cottle, and there's one away. Three strikeouts overall for the lefty. And now digs in the designated hitter, Carson Clark. Clark, .471 average, 16 hits, 34 at bat. He has played in 18 of the 20 games for the Dragons. Kyle gets the sign, comes set at the belt. Looks over to Lyons. Gives him another look. Now the 1-0. Outside, and a throw down by Pound is not in time. Elias back safely. 2-0 the count on Clark. Cottle again waits, and now brings the 2-0. Fastball catch to the top of the zone on the outside for a strike. 2-1 the count on Carson Clark. Valley Falls with an 8-0 and 4-2 win yesterday. There's a swing and a miss by Clark. He's out in front of an off-speed pitch, and it's now 2-2. Dragons won 8-0 over Troy and took on Riverside, played it 3 runs in the first inning, and that was all they need. Now a throw over by Connell. Back safely is Elias. One out top of inning number 2. There's a swing and a miss by Clark. That'll be another strikeout for Connell. That's his 4th. And there are 2 away. So far after the hit by pitch, Cottle has gone strikeout, strikeout, and now 2 away for Cooper Jepson. Jepson, the shortstop for the Dragons today. Swing at the first pitch from Cottle and come up empty. Ravens again, still playing pretty much straight away in the outfield. Pound out and left is shooting towards left center a little bit. Now fast call in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Jepson. Cottle rolling here in the early going, looking to strike out the side. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Fastball high and away. And on the 1-2, curveball in on the outside corner, call strike 3. So Cottle strikes out the side. He's got 5 strikeouts through 2 innings. And we'll go to the bottom of inning number 2. No score with the Ravens coming to bat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Bottom of the second inning, no score. Moira Mounts Academy will have 4, 5, 6. Paris Deagle will lead things off against Avery Gassemeyer, who got the Ravens in order in the bottom of the first inning. So Deagle digs in from the right side. The first pitch from Gassemeyer is a breaking ball in for strike one. Deagle on the year, 435 average. Swings at a pitch outside and gets a piece of it off the end of the bat, and it rolls foul, so it's 0-2. Deagle with 31 RBIs on the year, which is the team lead. His 27 hits, also second on the team. And here's the 0-2 from Gatzmeyer. Bouncing ball to the left side. Go for and knocked down by the third baseman, Cervantes. Is still the first one. In time, what a play. Dylan Cervantes going to his left, took it on a big hop, got to his feet, and fired a strike over to first base to get out Paris Deagle for out number one. What a play by the Valley Falls third baseman. So one out, and now here's Brady Pound for the first time. First pitch fastball from Gassemeyer is down the middle at the belt for strike one. Pound was part of a big play yesterday in that win over Onega. He put down a safety squeeze bunt to end up scoring two runs. Now he swings and misses at a breaking ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Down 377 average on the year. Gassemeyer into the windup. Here's his 0-2. Fastball a little bit low. Pound will choke up on the bat about an inch and try to protect here with two strikes. Now the 1-2. Fastball. Pound gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen. And again the 1-2. Breaking ball outside. That'll even the count 2-2. Ravens still looking for the first hit of this game. We're in the bottom inning, number two, no score. Now the 2-2. Fastball sky down the right field line, but that's going to slice foul and out of play. So 2-2 the count on Brady Pound, one out. We're in the bottom of inning, number two, no score. And again, the 2-2. Fastball low and away. They're from 1-2 to 3-2. And now the payoff. Fastball, fist to the left side. Playable for Cervantes, the third baseman. He'll come in, field it on the run, and make a throw in plenty of time. And there are two away. That's two outs, and here's Christian Trevino. Trevino, 525 average. He's got 21 hits this year, scored 18 runs, and has 14 RBI. Fastball paints the outside corner at the knees from Gassemeyer. Strike one on Ravens right fielder. Reno had a couple of hits yesterday, scored a couple of runs as well, and two victories for Moramount Academy. Now fastball just misses a little bit out, and it's 1-1. Veteran umpiring crew here today in this regional championship game. Three-man umpiring crew. The fastball now misses high, and it's 2-1 on Trevino. Ravens did a lot of their damage with two outs yesterday. And now Trevino will call time. He wasn't quite ready and had his timing thrown off. Now he steps back in, and here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Meyer's doing a good job of changing his speed. He's going back and forth between the fastball and the slider, a little bit of a changeup thrown in there as well. Now the 2-2. Fastball just misses low and away. Good spot. It looks like it was just off the plate, so now a 3-2 count on Trevino. His battery mate is Cade Norris. He tried to hold it there for him, but the umpire not obliged. So now the payoff pitch. Fastball hit to the right side. That will squeak foul past the bag at first. Raven's putting together good at plate appearances against Gastemeyer, but Gastemeyer has won every battle so far. And again, the payoff popped up. That'll get back fouling out of play. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Two outs and a 3-2 count on Christian Trevino. Here's the payoff from Gastemeyer. Bouncing ball to the right side. Playable for out on the second baseman. He'll field and throw in time, and that'll end the inning. Three out, three down. We'll head to the third inning of play. No score. Valley Falls coming to bat when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes, sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax. And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back here to Valley Falls. We are in the third inning of play. No score between Moramouth Academy and the Dragons of Valley Falls. Gonzalez still on the mound for the Ravens. Up to bat is Dylan Cervantes of Valley Falls. One and two the count on Dylan Cervantes. Here's the pitch from Cottle. Breaking ball, he's out in front, swung and missed. And there's strikeout number 6 for Drew Cottle. And there's one away here in the top of the third inning. And now back to the top of the order. Here's Gage Burdick. Burdick struck out his first at bat. Now he swings at the first pitch he sees and fouls it back to the screen. Here's the 0-1 from Cottle. It's a fastball in there. Back and now 0-2. Cottle has worked ahead all day so far. He's only given up one hit. That's the only base runner he's given up. Now a breaking ball just misses a little bit low and inside. Trying to move the count to 1-2 on Burdick. Cottle works quickly. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung and missed in the dirt. Blocked by Pound. He'll throw down to first. Howard will catch it. Step on first, and that will complete the strikeout. So 5 consecutive strikeouts dating back to the second inning for Drew Cottle. And now with 2 outs and nobody on, here's Cade Norris. Norris grounded out to the third baseman, Parrish Beagle, his first time up. First pitch from Cottle, the fastball high and away. Now Beagle is going to shade way off the line. They're nearly having 2 guys up the middle. As the shortstop, Korbelik, is playing just a little bit to the left side of second base. And Beagle is probably 30 feet off the line. Oh, breaking ball misses a little bit high. It's 2-1 on Kate Norris. Head coach Phil Bannon with the Mooremount Academy is big on looking at spray charts, and he tries to make his defense around that. Now a foul off by Norris, 2-2 the count. Two outs in the 2-2. That's the ball popped back, foul and out of play. Seven strikeouts already for Drew Connell. He's got two strikes now on Kate Norris. Into the windup again, the 2-2. Fastball swinging, and that's got him. A high fastball, and down he goes. Again, Connell strikes out the side. Eight strikeouts on the day. We'll head to the bottom of inning number three. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Acheson Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AchesonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Acheson Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Bottom of inning number three. Mooremount Academy coming to bat. No scores. The regional championship game in Class 2-1A. Winner of this game will move on to the state tournament next week. That'll be out in Great Bend. Mooremount Academy will have their 7-8-9 hitters due up. Mark Harris, followed by Kitty Howard, David, and Cooper Pounds. You may get Tom back at the top of the order, and Colton Corblett. Mark Harris will lead things off for the Ravens against Avery Gatzmeyer. Harris, 4.18 average on the year. 23 hits and 55 at bats, 19 runs scored, and 22 RBIs. First pitch fastball from Gatzmeyer is down the middle for strike one. Ravens still looking for their first hit of the day against Gatzmeyer. Grounded out four times. Popped up once, and one strikeout for the righty for the Dragons. 1-1 to count on Mark here. Oh, fastball in there at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. Ravens are being very selective up there at the plate. Now fastball misses high, and it's 2-2. Coach Banowitz down at third base. Looks like he's starting to get frustrated that his guys are letting so many good fastballs go by. Now 3-2 Harris. The fastball misses low and away. Kenny Howard on deck. We're in the bottom of the third inning. No score. That's Meyer in the windup. There's the payoff. Late swing and a miss. Down goes Harris. That's strikeout number two for Gatzmeyer. And there's one away. Now one away. Here's Kenny Howard. He'll dig in from the right side. 320 average on the year, 16 RBIs, 16 hits, 17 runs scored. That's Gatzmeyer, a fastball low and away. Gatzmeyer also works quickly. Puts a fastball and misses a little bit high. Now the 2-0. There's a fastball down the middle. Gatzmeyer took a little off that one. He put it down the middle of the belt for strike one. And the 2-1. Fastball on the outside at the letters for a strike, and it's now 2-2. And the 2-2. Fastball outside, 3-2. Second straight full count. Start this inning for Gatzmeier. And the payoff. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Kay Norris. They'll complete the strikeout. Back-to-back Kings here in the third inning and quickly two away. So it's two outs, and now here's the nine-hitter, Cooper Pound. He had a hit and a couple of RBIs and went over Onega in the semifinals yesterday. He bats from the left side. Spitz breaking ball comes high and inside, and Pound dips out of the way for ball one. A late swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-1 on Pound. Dragons playing him pretty much straight away. Now fastball misses low and inside on Pound. Bottom of the third, two outs. Here's the 2-1 to Pound. Fastball, another late swing and a miss. It's 2-2 on Pound. Gatzmeier into the windup, the 2-2. Fastball, swung on and missed. Down goes Pound. Gatzmeier strikes out the side. He's got four for the game. Bolt played three complete. One of the fourth inning. No score between the Ravens and the Dragons here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Well, the fourth inning, no score between Mooramount Academy and Valley Falls. And here's Avery Gatzmeier to lead things off for the Dragons against Drew Connell. Gatzmeier has the only hit for the Dragons today. That came back in the first inning. He's also just the second base runner that the Dragons have had as well. Cottle, here's the 1-1. Fastball a little bit high. Gatzmeier had a hit in RBI against Mooramount Academy in the Dragon 2-1 win on April the 8th. That was the game that he also started on the mound for the Dragons. He also scored a run and had a walk in a 7-3 loss to the Ravens. Breaking ball in for a strike on the outside corner. And it's now 4-3-2. Now Gatzmeier's going to have to battle. Cottle into the windup. Here's his payoff. Pass the ball, spot off to the right side and out of play. Gatzmeier might be the most experienced player that the Dragons have. He plays a lot of summer ball. Travels around, also plays the Legion team here in Valley as well. Again, the payoff. Popped up. That'll again get fouled out of play with the first base dugout. Next pitch will be pitch number 8 of this at bat. And the Ravens playing deep on the infield and deep in the outfield shade a little bit towards right center. Now fastball bounces in and actually clips Gastmeier, so he will be on to lead off the fourth inning. So he is on for the second time. Just the third base runner for Valley Falls today. And now here's Trenton Krachner. He was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Let's see if the Dragons put anything in motion here with Gastmeier at first base. Out running. There's a fastball that's shot foul to the right side and out of play. And it's 0-1. Dragons have been late on pretty much every pitch from Connell here today. Everything has been fouled off to the right side. Now Connell's going to toss the ball back in. He wants to get a new one. And we'll get him a brand new baseball now. Valley Falls, no runs on just one hit. Got three base runners. Connell has hit two guys along with a single given up to Gastmeier. Our breaking ball just misses outside, and it's 1-1. One to pitch. Now Connell's going to throw over. Nearly got away from the first baseman, Howard, but he's able to corral and keep from going down the first base line. 1-1 to count on Krachner. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. No score. Connell sets at the letters. Now brings the 1-1. A good swing, but it fouled it straight back is Krachner, and now it's 1-2. It's been a fast-moving game so far. It's been pretty much a pitcher's duel to start this game. There haven't been but just one hit combined between the two sides. Now here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. Krachner stays back, gets a piece of it, stays alive at 1-2. Now they're going to throw some of these baseballs back in that were hitting the foul territory. So they get three of them back into play. And nobody out. Gastmeier at first. And a 1-2 count on Trenton Krachner. Here's the 1-2 from Cottle. Fastball a little bit low. They let both sides have put together pretty good plate appearances. Just hasn't been able to get any offense going, have the Dragons or the Ravens. Here's pitch number 5 of this at bat. Breaking ball, and again is chopped foul by Krachner. And the Cal will remain at 2-2. Pretty much what we expected here in this game. Both sides throwing their best guys. Now pickoff attempt. Gastmeier just barely back safely. Kind of was leaning towards second base. Connell nearly got him. Now a big lead for Gastmeier, not running. And a 2-2 is a fastball high and away. Got to move the count full. This will be pitch number 8 of this at bat coming up. And the payoff. Line drive, pinch hit left field. So Krachner wins the battle. Gastmeier will turn second and stop there. All of a sudden, the Dragons have something brewing here in the top of the fourth inning. Two on, nobody out. And here is the first baseman, Denton Alliance. Elias will sit by a pitch his first time up in the second inning. One of the two batters that Connell has hit with the pitch, and he swings the first pitch from Connell and comes up empty. Ravens are playing him to the right side. And now Cottle's going to step off. He didn't like what he had, so he's going to reset. Is it like you in here? Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. No score. Here's the 0-1. Line shot in the left center field and deep. It's back at the wall, and it is going to get down for a hit. Gastmeier's going to round third. He'll come around to score. It's a stand-up RBI double for Denton Elias, and Valley Falls has taken a 1-0 lead. Cooper Pound in left field gave good chase, but just didn't quite get there in time, just past his outstretched glove. And Valley Falls with a 1-0 lead, and here comes head coach Phil Benowitz out of the Moorhouse Academy dugout. So Gastmeier scores, and Denton Elias picks up the RBI, and for Elias, that is RBI number 14 on the season. Fraxner again moved up to third base, Elias in at second. So back-to-back hits for the Dragons. The Ravens do have Parrish Beagle who can throw at least 105 pitches today, but they're going to leave Connell in there. They'll bring the infield about halfway. And here's going to be the left fielder, Brennan Miller. Miller struck out looking in his first at-bat. These next three batters, all three struck out against Connell the first time back in the second inning. He would love a big strikeout here. Oh, back on the rubber, waits the sign. Gets it, comes set. Miller squares the bunt. He gets it down. He pumps it to the right side. A beautiful bunt, and everybody's going to be safe on another run score. Howard came charging in from first base, but what a beautiful bunt from Brennan Miller. Fraxner comes down from third to score, and it is now 2-0 Valley Falls lead. The Dragons playing a little small ball to plate their second run of the game. Still nobody out. Runners at first and third for Carson Clark. Cottle gets the sign, comes set. Going to try to pick off Miller at first base, but he's back safely.
Head off,
Drew.
You're good.
Now Drew Cottle really has to battle. First and third, nobody out. Two runs already across for the Dragons. First pitch fastball misses low to Clark. Again, he was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Here's the 1-0. Line shot to the right field side, but that is going to slice foul. So that'll even the count at 1-1. Valley Falls had just one hit coming into this inning, but they've got three hits in this inning alone and two runs. Two singles, a double, and two runs across the board. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball beautifully bent in for a strike, and it's now 1-2 on Clark. Miller does not have a big lead over first base. He's got to be weary of the lefty, and now swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Drew Connell. That is strikeout number 8. Take that back. That's number 9 now for Connell. And it couldn't have come at a bigger time for out number 1. So now 1 away for Chaps in the shortstop for the Dragons. I'll pick off and set. Miller back safely. Gastmeier led off the inning. He was hit by a pitch. And then Kraxner single. RBI double from Denton Elias. RBI single from Brennan Miller. Swing and a miss by Cooper Jepson, and it's 0-1.
You're starting it now, Drew. You're good.
Ravens are shading Jepson to right center field. Now the 1-0 is swung on and missed, and it's now 0-2 on Jepson. Jepson has been way out in front on his first two swings. Now will choke up on the bat with two strikes, look to protect. And the 0-2. Breaking ball just misses off the inside edge. And it's 1-2 on Jepson. Randy Pound tried to hold it there for the home plate umpire, and now it's 1-2. Donald comes set. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball. This one left high, and it's now 2-2 on Jepson. Miller, an extra step on his lead at first. And now a fastball just misses away. And it's now 3-2 on Jepson with Dylan Cervantes on deck. Cottle awaits the sign. Gives a look over at first. Takes his time, looks again, and now the payoff. Fastball, high ball four. What a plate appearance by Cooper Jepson, and that'll load the bases, and that's going to be it for Drew Cottle. So he'll end his day. We'll get the pitching change. We'll get all the substitutions and changes when we come back. It is 2-0 Valley Falls. The Dragons with the bases loaded in the top of the fourth inning when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
It's spring and you have a lot going on. Yard work, community, and family events. And that home remodeling project. Hi, this is Jessica at Union State Bank of Atchison. I'd like to remind you that it's never been easier to simplify your spending and saving with the Union State Bank mobile banking app. Use the app to pay bills, transfer money, save up for a goal, or manage your budget, all with a click of the finger. This means the only other question is, which chair on your porch is the most comfortable as you enjoy some extra spring downtime. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Pitching change for the Ravens. Parrish Beagle will come on in relief. Cooper Pound will come in and play third base. And Cottle will go out to right field. Now here's Dylan Cervantes. He'll swing and foul the first pitch he sees from Beagle. Cervantes is the seventh batter to cover the plate in this inning. One away, top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Valley Falls. Now a swing by Cervantes again. This time he fouls a fastball straight back. And it's 0-2. Three hits in this inning for the Dragons. They've played it two runs. They've taken advantage of a walk and a hit-by-pitch as well. Now a breaking ball line to the third baseman. Pound has set on third, and that's a double play. So Beagle gets exactly what he needed and limits the damage to just two runs. But the Dragons plank two. And at the end of 3.5, it's the Dragons 2, the Ravens nothing. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network and on Facebook Live.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Bottom of the fourth inning, top of the order coming up for Morimount Academy against Xavier Gastmeyer. The Dragons played two runs, but they strained the bases loaded. Paris Beagle came on in relief and got a line drive shot to the third baseman, Cooper Pound, who caught it, stepped on third base to finish the double play and end the inning and strained the bases loaded for Valley Falls. So Corbin Korbelek will lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ravens still looking for the first hit against Avery Gastmeyer. The first pitch breaking ball is in for strike one. Ravens have started, got to start being more aggressive against Gastmeyer. He's just pouring in strike after strike. Now a fastball is fouled back out of play. Exmeyer struck out the side in the third inning. It's the bottom third of the Raven lineup. Now the 0-2 is a bouncing ball. It's hit right back to the pitcher, Gatzmeyer. He'll walk it over to first and toss underhand to Elias to complete the out, and there's one away. So one out. Now here's Aaron Knoll. Knoll flew out to right center field in his first at bat. And the Ravens are looking for their first hit of the day. First pitch from Gatzmeyer is a breaking ball. Knoll way out in front. It comes up empty. Gatzmeyer was mainly fastballs early. Now he's starting to mix in that slider a little bit more. Now fastball misses a little bit high, and it's 1-1. Coach Cameron Hall of Valley Falls wanted to know where that pitch was. Umpire says a little bit high. Now fastball misses low. 2-1 to count on Aaron Knoll. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Valley Falls leads 2-0. And the 2-1. Shot hit back up the middle. Play below for the shortstop. He gets in. He'll throw on the run and he completes the out. And there's two away.
Sure got through.
Been a very well-played game by both sides defensively. We have not seen an error yet today. Now two outs here in the fourth inning for Drew Cottle of the Ravens. Cottle digs in from the left side. He grounded out first to second bases. First time up. First pitch to the fastball a little bit low. That's Marlis quickly. Now a swing and a foul off by Cottle. That'll get over the left side out of play. Cottle started on the mound. Gave up a couple of runs in that fourth inning. Paris Beagle came on in relief. Now the 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Cottle now down 1-2. And the 1-2. Fastball high and away. Well, I guess Meyer reached back for a little bit more on that pitch. First time we've really seen him just let one go. Gets his side, works quickly, and now the 2-2. Fly shot in the right field and deep, and that is going to be gone. A big fly for Drew Cotto, his second in as many days. And Morehouse Academy is on the board. Fastball and a 2-strike pitch. And Cottle did not miss it. The right fielder cracked narrowly, took a couple of steps. He knew it was gone. And it's now 2-1. Cottle hit the walk-off 3-run homer yesterday. It's just a solo shot, but second home run in as many days. And now the Ravens, a big lift. They're finally on the board. Now here is Parrish Beagle to bat with two outs and nobody on. Beagle grounded out to third base his first time up on a really good play by Dylan Cervantes. Now a fastball paints the outside corner, 1-1 to count. Hatzmeyer brings the 1-1. Fastball popped up on the infield, playable for the second baseman, Allen. It's going to be the shortstop, Jepson, though, who will make the play, and that will end the inning. But the Ravens get one on a solo shot by Drew Cottle, and at the end of four, it's 2-1. Valley Falls leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community.
See them at 314 Woodlawn at Silver Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Start of the fifth inning, 2-1 lead for Valley Falls. Dragon Tech, two runs in the fourth inning. Morehouse Academy responded with a solo home run from Drew Cottle in the bottom of the fourth. They gave us our 2-1 score. Valley Falls will have the top of the order. Gage Burdick followed by Kate Norris. And Avery Gapsmeyer, if anybody gets on, Trenton Kraxner. Burdick struck out his last at bat. That was against Drew Connell. It's the first time he is facing people today. First pitch fastball misses a little bit low for ball one. Burdick has struck out both times he's come to the plate today. Now he swings at a fastball, fouls it straight back. Dragons had just one hit going into that fourth inning, but they record two singles, a double, a hit by a pitch and a walk, and now a wild swing and a miss by Burdick, and a ball that was well in the dirt, and it's now 1-2. The Eagle gets the sign of the windup. Here's a two-strike pitch out off to the right side, and that will get foul and remain at 1-2. Now, breaking ball, that misses outside, 2-2 the count. This is the 13th appearance of the year for Beagle. He has just a .53 earned run average. There is a called strike three on the outside corner for a strikeout for Paris Beagle. One away on the strikeout of Burdick. Now here's Kate Norris. He has struck out and grounded out today. First pitch breaking ball. It's in the dirt, and he'll go back to the screen for ball one. Beagle going into yesterday at 49 strikeouts. No walks on the year on the mound. And after yesterday and through a couple of batters today, now has over 50 Ks. And a 2-0 count on Norris. There's a swing and a miss. Norris is late on a fastball. Eagle works quickly. They get another fastball down the middle. This time Norris fouls it straight back, and it's 2-2. Saw it yesterday, but Beagle waits absolutely no time on the mound. He gets the ball, and he is ready to go. And here he is with a two-strike pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Down goes Norris. Second strikeout in a row for Paris Beagle. That's two away. And now here's Avery Gassmeyer. Gassmeyer's been on base twice for the Dragons. A single. And he was also hit by a pitch his last time up and scored one of the two runs in the fourth inning. First pitch from Beagle. The fastball. A late swing by Gassmeyer. He comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Eagle is just ready to go, rocking and firing. Another fastball that's in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Eagle has been clocked as fast as 87 miles an hour. This is almost 5 mile an hour better than what he was last year. And here's a late swing by Gassmeyer. That's back to the right field side and at the wall, and it's going to get down for a hit. Gassmeyer will round first base. They'll throw to second, and it is in time to got him. What a relay throw by Christian Trevino out in the right field corner. Gets down Gassmeyer, and Coach Cameron Hall is going to come out and talk to our field umpire, Rick Weber. And Coach Hall is not happy. He thought Gassmeyer got underneath the tag, but that'll end the inning. So the Dragons down in order, and we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 2-1, the Dragons lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KAIR-FM Horton. Atchison.
Bottom of the fifth inning. 2-1 lead for Valley Falls. Morimath Academy will have 5-6-7 to up pound Trevino Harris. And Avery Gassemeyer stays out there on the mound for the Dragons. He was a part of that controversial play in the top of the fifth inning. Hit a ball into the right field corner. Tried for two. Split in. He thought he was safe, but good throw by Christian Trevino in right field. Right fielder for the Ravens got him out at second base. So here's Brady Pound to lead things off. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike. Pound grounded out to third base his first time up. A long, lengthy eight-pitch at bat. Ravens got their only run so far in the fourth inning. That was a solo home run by Drew Cottle, the only hit for the Ravens so far today. There's a breaking ball. Pound way out in front on the swing, and he comes up empty, and it's 1-2. Gassemeyer definitely mixing more of his breaking balls in here in the last two innings. Just mainly fastballs early on. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball to the right side. That'll get in for the first hit. So Pound will be on with a leadoff single. Good piece of hitting that takes the breaking ball the other way, just like the shot. So now they'll have a courtesy runner. It'll be Bowden Korbelek who will come in to run. The Pound is on to lead off the fifth. Korbelek comes in to run, and now here's Christian Trevino. Might be an opportunity for Trevino to turn around and lay down a bunt. Maybe he's trying to get something moving down 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Huge crowd on hand here at Valley Falls. 2-1-8 regional championship. Gassemeyer now in the stretch for the first time, and pours in a fastball for a strike. Korbelek not a big lead at first. Trevino awaits, not bunting. He's going to hit a bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Gassemeyer will go to second for one. Throw to first is not in time. He'll get the lead runner at second base, but Trevino hustles to avoid the double play. I'll go down to the fielder's choice, 1-6. So Trevino now will be at first base for Mark Harris. Harris struck out his first at bat. First pitch fastball misses low and inside. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 our score, Valley Falls lead. Dragons got two runs in the fourth. Ravens counter with one run in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 the count. Reno not a big lead over at first base, not much of a stolen base threat. Now the 2-0 is going to be popped up. That'll get back foul and out of play. Virtually no wind here at Valley Falls today. The sun has come out. It's a beautiful day for baseball. Valley Falls playing straight away in the outfield, and here's the 2-1 pitch to Mark Harris. Fastball low and away. You know, another short lead out at first. Here's a 3-1. Fastball right down Broadway for a strike, and that'll move the count 4-3-2. See the velocity slowing down a little bit for Gassemeyer. He's had to work pretty hard the last couple of innings. Trevino takes off early, had a big jump, and now a shot into the right center field. It is going to be caught by the center fielder, Burnett. He'll spin, throw to first. It is going to be caught by the first baseman, Elias, but Trevino is able to hustle back and slide in safely. A hard hit ball by Harris. It's just a loud out.
Kenny, two run homer. That's what we need right now.
And so now two away with Trevino in first for Kenny Howard. Pretty good play by Burdick out in center field as well. His throw was just up the line and pulled Elias, the first baseman, off the bag. So now here's Kenny Howard. And they're going to appeal second base, saying that he did not touch it on his way back to first, and that's an out. So Trevino did not touch second base on his way back to first. So that is going to be an out, and that will end the inning. So the Ravens get nothing out of the early leadoff single by Brady Pound, and we'll head to the sixth inning of play. A 2-1 lead for Valley Falls here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start of the sixth inning, 2-1 lead for Valley Falls. Parrish Deagle still on the mound from Warmouth Academy. Here's Trenton Crackshire to lead things off. First pitch breaking ball is in on the inside corner as an ease for strike one. Crackshire has singled, scored a run, and struck out today. First time he is facing Deagle. There's another breaking ball. This is hit high in the air to left field and deep out the wall. That is going to be up against the fence. Pound picks it up. His throw into second base is going to be offline. And actually that back got Trevino now out in left field. That's going to be a leadoff stand-up double for Trenton Crackshire. The leadoff man is on for the Dragons. Back-to-back breaking balls, and Crackshire stayed back on the second one. And did not miss it. That's his second hit. Now here's Denton Elias. He has an RBI double already today. He's been on base twice. Now bouncing ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Harris. He'll throw to first. And there is one away. So it's a productive out for Denton Elias. He hits it to the right side and gets Crackshire over to third with less than two outs. And now here's an RBI opportunity for Brennan Miller. Miller put a bunt up the first base line. It's four to run in the fourth inning. First pitch from Deagle. The fastball splits the plate to two for strike one. 2-1 lead for the Dragons here at the top of the sixth inning. There's a late swing and a foul up on a fastball to the right side. They'll get up against the Raven dugout on first base. 0-2 the count on Miller. The Ravens are playing the infield in, and here's the 0-2. Bouncing ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the first baseman, Howard. He's going to have to try to come home, but it's not in time. And the Dragons played an insurance run. They now lead 3-1. So Crackner comes down from third and scores. Howard tried to range to his right, but it just bounced off his glove. And after that point, he had no time to try to come home. So it'll be an error on the first baseman, Howard. And that'll also put Miller at first base. First pitch fastball is down the middle for a strike to Carson Clark. He has struck out twice today. His first time, though, facing Beagle. I let a decent sized lead over at first, not running. Now a late swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 0-2 on Clark. 3-1, the Dragons now lead here in the sixth inning of play. And the 0-2. That's ball, late swing, and a foul off by Clark, who stays alive. Dragons played 2 runs in the fourth, and so far 1 here in the sixth. Eagle comes set. Now the 0-2. Half ball, a little bit low. 1-2 the count. Another short lead for Miller at first. And again, the 1-2. Bouncing ball is back up the middle. Chance for two. That's going to be bobbled. Stepping on the bag, getting one out, is going to be the shortstop Korbelik. Bobbled it, but kept his composure and was able to pick the ball up and had a foot already on second base. So he'll get the force out at second on Miller. That'll put Clark at first base. Maybe a field of choice, six unassisted, and out two away for Cooper Jepson. First pitch fastball, missed a little bit high. Two outs here in the top of the sixth, 3-1 lead for Valley Falls. Bouncing ball into the third baseman Pound. He'll go the short way to second base. And stepping on second is Harris, and that will end the inning. So we played 5.5. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Valley Falls gets a run. Now lead 3-1. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1. Valley Falls leads Mooramount Academy. The Ravens will have 8-9-1 due up. Johnny came back with you. Neil Weiland taking care of us back in the studios. We're also live on Facebook, on the Mooramount Academy Facebook Live. And Avery Gastemeyer still out there on the mound for the Dragons. Just around 70 pitches is Gastemeyer. And here's Kenny Howard to lead things off. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike from Gastemeyer. Howard has struck out in his only at bat today against Gastemeyer. And here's the 0-1. Another breaking ball. This is line to left field and deep. And this is going to be over the head of the left fielder Miller. Rounding first base is Howard. He's going to try for two, and he will slide in safely with a leadoff double. Exactly what Mooramount Academy needed, down 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Howard is on with a leadoff double. And now here is Cooper Pound. Pound struck out his first time up. Would not be surprised to see Pound. And the Ravens put something on. Pound squaring the bunt. Waiting. Pulls the bunt back, takes a fastball down the middle for a strike. Howard, the runner, out at second base. He doubles. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1 lead for Valley Falls. Now not squaring yet, not bunting, and he's going to swing and foul off to the left side and out of play. Now he's got a battle with 2 strikes. No one to the count. Ravens got their only run and their only run of this game in the fourth inning on a home run by Drew Cottle. They've had 2 hits since then in the 0-2. Fastball high.
That's it, Teddy.
Ravens now with three hits total against Gatzmeyer, had none for the first three innings. Here's a swing and a line drive shot to left field. It's going to be right at the left fielder, Miller, and he will make the play. Good swing by Pound, but up in the show for it. Just a hard line out to left field. The big first out for Avery Gatzmeyer. And now the Ravens are going to go back to the top of the order. Here's Corbin Korbelick. Colburn is struck out, and he is also grounded back to the pitcher today. I feel like this has got to be the time when the Ravens get something going with the top of the order up the bat. First pitch to Korbelick is a fastball, a little high and outside. Korbelick has had a big year for the Ravens, 403 average, 25 hits and 25 runs scored, over 20 RBIs as well. Another one to open for it in for a strike on the inside edge. Dragons are going to play him pretty much straight up in all fields. That pretty much played the Ravens straight up all day long. Howard a decent lead out at second base. Gatzmeyer brings a pitch, and it's going to be lined on the right field line, but foul. They're going to have catcher's interference on Caden Norris. That's going to put the tying run at first base. And just one away for Aaron Knoll now. Hopefully the umpire saw it right away and called it right away. So now runners at first and second, one away. This is the best opportunity the Ravens have had all day. Aaron Knoll is flown out and grounded out. Howard with a big lead out at second. The first pitch from Gatzmeyer, the fastball spiked in the dirt. Avery has been great on the mound so far today for the Dragons. Again, has only given up three hits and one run. Out another decent lead out at second. Nobody on him. He'll get another step. Now a breaking ball in for a strike. Almost hit the ball hard twice today. Looking for a big hit here. Fastball in the dirt. Spike's going to get away from the catcher, and that's going to move both runners up 90 feet. So now the tying run is out at second base in the form of Colbert Korbelick. And the Ravens a big hit away from possibly tying this game up. 2-1 the count on Aaron Knoll. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1 our score. That's fine. Gets the sign. Comes set at the belt. Takes a look over at third, the 2-1. Grounded to the left side, but that is going to get foul. And now it's a 2-2 count on Knoll with Drew Cottle on deck. Again, Gatzmeyer gets the sign. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Down goes Knoll. That's a big strikeout for Avery Gatzmeyer. And now there's two away. That is number 5 on the afternoon for Gatzmeyer. And now he will face the one man that has gotten him today, and that's Drew Cottle. Cottle blasted a solo home run in the fourth inning, and he'll dig in here with a tying run at second base. First pitch fastball a little bit low. Second and third, two out. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, catch to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. Gatzmeyer again works quickly, gets the sign, comes set. Now the 1-1, bounce to the right side, playable for the second baseman, Allen. He's got it, he'll throw to first, and that'll end the inning. So the Ravens grand two, and we've played six complete. We'll head to the seventh inning of play. It's Valley Falls 3, Oremax Academy 1, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes, sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax.
And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Start of the seventh inning, it's 3-1 Valley Falls. The Dragons with 9-1-2 coming up. Johnny came back with you. Parrish Beagle first offering his line on the left field line. That's a base hit. Cervantes is going to round first. He's going to track for two. And he will be in there standing up. It's a leadoff stand-up double for Dylan Cervantes. And the Dragons have their first man on here in the seventh. Wasting no time, Cervantes sits on the first pitch he sees. Now he is in scoring position with nobody out. It starts the seventh inning, and now back to the top of the order. Here's Gage Burdick. Burdick has struck out all three times he's come to the plate today. He can come through in a big way here and forget all of that. First pitch fastball down the middle for strike one. Dragons played it two runs in the fourth, one in the sixth. Breaking ball. That case is the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Alberta's got a battle with two strikes on him. He didn't like that call, so he's going to step out, regather himself, and now dig back in. Fontes a decent lead out at second base. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball just misses off the edge. Now the ball's going to get away from the pitcher, Beagle, but right to the shortstop, Corvallis. No advance hit by Cervantes. Eagle gets the sign, comes set, looks back at Cervantes, the 1-2, hit to the right side, it's going to hit the on-deck batter, who is Caden Norris. He appears to be all right. Luckily, it caught part of the shirt before it skipped up and hit him in the left leg. The count's going to remain at 1-2. Cervantes, a decent lead, now he's going to shorten it back up. Here's a fastball, just misses off the inside edge. Good pitch by Parrish Beagle, it did not get the call. Not leaving the count up at 2-2. And the pitch. Line in the left field, and now going to get down for a base hit. Trevino around third. They're going to stop him there, cut off by the third baseman, Pound. And a pair of hits to start the seventh inning for the Dragons. They now have first and third, nobody out for Kate Norris. Now head coach Phil Banowitz from Morehouse Academy is going to come out and have a quick chat with Beagle. Eagle's up a couple of fastballs up here in this inning, and they have been hit hard by the Dragons. Cervantes led off the inning with a ringing double. And with two strikes against him, Burdick just lined the base hit into left field. Got to be a big momentum gut punch for the Ravens, who had second and third, an opportunity to try to tie this game in the bottom of the sixth inning, but got nothing out of it. Dragons come right back with a pair of hits and have runners at the corners with nobody out. The Ravens are going to have to bring the infield in. They cannot give up another run at the plate. Cade North digs in. First pitch from Beagle, a breaking ball a little bit high. Gage Burdick is the runner at first. Not running. That's a fastball high. There goes Burdick. No throw. And now Burdick is in scoring position. So now Cervantes is at third. Burdick is at second. 2-1 the count on Cade Norris. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Norris, and it's 2-2. Eagle would love a strikeout here. And the 2-2. Fastball just this is high and away. That's 3-2. Big pitch coming up here with Avery Gatzmeyer looming on deck. And the payoff. Fastball swung on and missed. Down goes Norris. A huge strikeout for Parrish Beagle. And there is one away. First strikeout for Beagle. And now runners at second and third for Avery Gatzmeyer. Breaking ball. Left is blowing away. Gatzmeyer has been one of the best hitters throughout the entire state this year, a .638 batting average. He has two hits today and has been on base all three times. There's another breaking ball. They are not going to give him anything good to hit. This is the one guy you cannot let beat you. And the 2-0. Last ball a little bit inside. Now 3-0, it's Trenton Kraxner on deck. And the 3-0. Pass ball down the middle for a called strike. And the 3-1. Hit into right field and deep, and that is going to get down for a hit. Actually, no, is that a diving catch by Connolly? Did catch it. It is going to bring in a run. A great diving catch by Drew Connell out in right center field. And they're going to get the runner home from third in Cervantes. So it's an RBI sack fly for Gatzmeyer, and the Dragons now lead 4-1. Now there's two away. A runner at second base for Trenton Kraxner. He has two hits today, a single, double, and two-run score. Pitch in the dirt, good block by Brady Pound to keep it in front of him. A couple of hits in this inning for the Dragon, and one run to show for it so far. There's a fastball high. 2-0 the count to Kraxner. Eagle takes his time. Now the 2-0 swung through and missed. 2-1 to count on Kraxner. Dragons two runs in the fourth, one in the sixth. So far, one here in the seventh. And the 2-1. That ball hit back up the middle. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Pernick. He is going to score. And that is a RBI single for Trenton Kraxner. And the Dragons now lead 5-1. The verdict comes around to score. It's an RBI single. And now Valley Falls head coach Cameron Hall is saying there was an obstruction out at second base. And so Coach Hall is going to come out and have a word with one of the field umpires. Verdict was going to second on the throw home, and he just rounded it wildly and ran into the shortstop, Corbelli. And so after all that, it'll just be Kraxner at second base. Two outs, two runs home for the Dragons in this inning, and Valley Falls now with a 5-1 lead. So RBI single by Trenton Kraxner, and now here's Denton Elias. Elias already has an RBI double today. He's been on base twice. Big lead for Kraxner. Now we'll shorten it up. The first pitch fastball misses low and away to Elias. Two runs on three hits in this inning for the Dragons. And now bouncing ball up to the third baseman Pound. He'll field it. He'll throw to first and on the money, and that'll end the inning. But the Dragons plink two more. Now the Ravens have three outs to work with. Moramax Academy down by four. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. The Dragons looking to punch their ticket to State when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on a daily basis to keep your operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Kyle at Union State Bank of Atchison, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all seven of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Valley Falls, 3 outs away from going to state for the first time in 5 years. Warnemouth Academy trailing 5-1, have 3 outs to work with, and they'll have the heart of the order coming up, 4, 5, 6 of Beagle, Pound, and Trevino. Ravens had a great opportunity and a great opportunity in the sixth inning to tie the game, and it was 3-1. Had runners at second and third and got nothing out of it. So now here's Paris Beagle to lead things off against Avery Gatzmeier. He has been rock solid on the mound today for the Dragons. First pitch from Gatzmeier. Fastball low, ball one. Gatzmeier definitely slowing down on the speed, but he's definitely still effective, mixing in a ton of breaking balls. Now a fastball misses low and away, and it's 2-0. Dragons do have a couple of guys. If Gatzmeier gets in some trouble, they could bring in. Now a 2-0 pitch is inside, and 3-0 to Beagle with Brady Pound on deck. Beagle's got to be taking all the way here. Might even take two pitches, needing a leadoff runner. There's a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Still a hitter's count in favor of Beagle at 3-1. Gatzmeier to the windup. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball up to the shortstop. Jepson, he'll field it with a backhand. His throw is in time, and there's one away. Good play by Jepson at short, and there's one out. Now Gatzmeier is coming close to the end of his day by the pitch count. Started the inning with 96 pitches. 105 is the mark. So Gatzmeier going to try to work quickly. Here's Brady Pound. First pitch, fastball misses high. Pound is 1-for-2. He is singled and grounded out today. There's a late swing on a fastball. He fouls it off to the right side. 1-1 the count. That's Meyer gets the sign. Here's the 1-1. Late swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Pound. All of a sudden, Gatzmeier looks like he's reaching back and finding a little bit extra. Obviously, the adrenaline and the nerves pumping now at state is 2 outs away. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Pound. That is strikeout number 6 for Avery Gatzmeier, and now the Dragons are 1 out away. Gatzmeier wants to finish this off himself. He'll have at least Trevino he can go after. Even 100 pitches right now for Gatzmeier. First pitch to Trevino is a fastball outside for ball one. Trevino has hit into a double play and also grounded out. Now fastball misses high, 2-0 the count. The Ravens and the Dragons split a doubleheader on April the 8th. Gatzmeier was on the mound for the win. Alford's in a fastball, and it's 2-1 on Trevino. Katzmeyer today has given up just 3 hits and 1 run. Now the 2-1. Fastball alone in the dirt, 3-1 to count with Mark Harris on deck. Two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. And the 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. And that is number 105. Actually, the official score, I think, is saying he has 2 pitches to go. More Mount Academy is saying that's 105. And
I've got 105.
And so there's a little dispute. Moramount Academy thinks it's
we're the home
at
team.
105, but Valley Falls has it at 103. And the first pitch to Mark Harris is a fastball down the middle for strike one.
The home score is the official score.
So 2 outs and 0-1 to count on Mark Harris. Trevino, the runner at first. Now fastball just misses off the plate a little bit high, and it's 1-1. Dragons again, 1 out away from going to state. And a 1-1. Fastball fouled back to the screen, and the Dragons now are 1 strike away. It falls on the best seasons in school history, 18-2. Had so many duels with the Ravens over the years. Now the 1-2. Here's a late swing and a foul off by Harris. Save that 1-2. Avery Gatzmeyer on the year, 5-0 record on the hill, 638 batting average. One of the best players in the state looking to finish things off for the Dragons. Again, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Harris. And for the first time in 5 years, the Valley Falls Dragons are headed back to the state tournament. 5-1 the final. Valley Falls wins it over Moramount Academy. Gatzmeyer gets the K, his 7th of the day. And the Dragons are 19-2 and are headed to Great Bend next week. Again, the final. Valley Falls 5, Moramount Academy 1. That's the final score. We'll take a break. We'll come back with postgame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
We'll go back one final time here to Valley Falls. Again, the final, the Dragons move on to the 2-1A state tournament in Great Bend next week. A 5-1 victory over Moramac Academy, so the Valley Falls Dragons take the series this year over the Ravens, 2-1. As Valley Falls, they played it 2 runs in the fourth inning. It was a pitcher's duel to start this game, 3 scoreless innings between the two teams. Then in the fourth, a hit by a pitch, a single, an RBI double by Denton Elias, an RBI single by Brennan Miller gave the Dragons a 2-0 lead. Moramac Academy came back in the bottom of the fourth inning, got their first hit of the game on a solo home run from Drew Cottle, made it 2-1. Valley Falls scored a run in the sixth as Trent Krackner came in to score on an error. And then in the seventh, plated 2 more runs on an RBI sack fly from Avery Gatzmeyer, an RBI single from Trenton Krackner. So the Dragons, they improve now to 19-2 on the year and move on to state next week in Great Bend. Moramac Academy ends their year with a record of 20-3. Some of the final numbers, we'll start with Moramac Academy. Not a whole lot against Avery Gatzmeyer, who was lights out today. He finishes with 7 strikeouts against the Ravens. Moramac Academy had just 3 hits. Solo home run from Drew Cottle, a single from Brady Pound, and a double from Kenny Howard. But that was it for the Ravens. Avery Gatzmeyer was just too much today for the Dragons. Valley Falls, meanwhile, Gage Burdick had a single, scored a run. Avery Gatzmeyer had a part in basically every time he was up to the bat. He had 2 hits, scored a run, was hit by a pitch, had an RBI. Trenton Krasner, he also had 3 hits, 2 singles, a double, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Denton Elias had an RBI double and was hit by a pitch. Brennan Miller had an RBI single and reached on an error. Carson Clark reached base once. Cooper Jepson walked once. And Dylan Cervantes had a double, and he scored a run in that 2-run at 7th inning. Valley Falls now awaits their spot in the 2-1A state tournament next week at Great Bend. They'll take a 19-2 record. Got to be one of the top teams, I would imagine, in that 2-1A state tournament coming up next week.
Winner of this game is going to be the 5-6 if everything helps.
And so we await what the bracket will come out probably later on this week, I would imagine, for what the 2-1A state tournament will be. We should have coverage of that here on Care Radio or one of the MSC Sports Radio Network stations, so stay tuned to MSCSports.net, and we'll make sure we have all the brackets and everything to get you set for Valley Falls State Baseball coming up next week. That is going to wrap things up here from Valley Falls. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. Again, the final score, Valley Falls wins it 5-1 over Moramac Academy. The Dragons, for the first time in 5 years, are off to the state tournament. And again, 5-1 the final. So for Neil Weiland taking care of us back in the studios, Neil, thank you so much. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Valley Falls. You've been listening to Regional Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to Postseason High School Baseball on your local sports authority, Care Country 93.7. For the latest local scores, game recaps, and up-to-the-minute sports news, visit us online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.